At first, Chef Colette Nelson wasn't sure what to make for the Great American Seafood Cook-Off.
I wanted to do scallops, I wanted to do prawns, because I know my fishermen.
But then, some advice from other chefs guided her home.
Do what you feel good about. Do what you can represent, because a lot of this is about talking and representing the seafood. And so for me, I can talk till the cows come home about salmon.
And suddenly, it clicked. The star of Nelson's plate will be Ivory King salmon. She'll prepare a belly meat fillet in Mediterranean style, topped with a roasted red pepper sauce and Marcona almonds.
When I lived in Spain, I used to take the almond and I would split it in half in my mouth and the oil would, I'd rub it on my lips. So good. And they're just amazing.
There's some local flair on the plate too. Smoked paprika salt made in Sitka, vegetables from a local garden, and the fish, Nelson was a commercial fisherman for years, was caught by her former skipper, Lou Barr. The Ivory King is 11 pounds, just the right size to fit in her very unique carry-on luggage.
So I have this rectangular violin case that I had when I was in high school, and it's not one of the angular ones, or, you know, it's not shaped like a violin, so I think I can fit it right in there. So I want to make sure that we have it in our hands at all times.
Nelson has been the executive chef and owner of Ludwig's Bistro for 14 years. She was chosen to compete by Governor Bill Walker in consultation with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. The first time the institute called with the news, Nelson didn't believe it was real. It was. But then a new worry set in.
With the restaurant being at full speed ahead, reservations packed, a wedding to cater, I didn't even think it was possible.
But her staff said they could make it work.
So my staff is so good, and I mentioned to them, yes, there's something that has to happen here, guys, and you need to help me out. And they're like, yes, they're totally excited, and they want to play while the cat's away, you know?
Food-wise, that is. Grace Ivers will fill in as executive chef while Nelson competes in New Orleans this weekend. She'll bring cook Josh Miller with her as her sous chef, and they'll have 1 hour to prepare 7 plates in front of a PBS audience. This is Nelson's first time competing on television. She's turned down 2 offers to compete on the Food Network show Chopped. She says the calls made her feel faint. But with this opportunity, Nelson's giving herself a different message.
I just have to remember, grow. Get bigger. Be okay with this. Don't, you know, just stay in my little comfort zone, which is so easy to do.
In its 13th year, the Cook-Off celebrates America's domestic seafood industry, inviting roughly a dozen chefs to represent their state. Every year, the competition is mixed. But as Nelson explains, one thing stays the same.
Alaska is, of course, always going to be there whenever they have it. We produce 60% of the domestic seafood that's sold in the United States. So we are a huge supporter of this festival.
Recent Alaska contestants include Mandy Dixon of Homer, Kevin Lane of Seward, and Christopher Vane of Anchorage. Now, most of the winners in years past have been from the South, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. But last year, history was made.
From the state of Alaska, Jeff Boeschuler.
Chef Bo Schooler won. He owns the Rookery Cafe in Juneau.
First time ever, Alaska's winner. Chef, how does it feel?
It feels pretty good. Not surprised.
He did sockeye salmon 4 ways. So he did a very complicated dish and performed it well, and they loved it.
Nelson would love to bring the crown back to Alaska. But the more important thing for her is to demonstrate to the judges as they dine on that Ivory King, the might of Alaskan fish.
That we are still catching some of the best seafood in the world in the cleanest waters, and it's sustainable, and it's still coming back, it's still returning. And we're strong, you know, Alaska's strong.
The Great American Seafood Cook-Off will kick off on Saturday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.